We celebrate today the memorial of the most holy name of Jesus. If you are familiar with the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, there is a very familiar line from that letter, and I'd like to quote it. St. Paul says, "At the name of Jesus, every knee should bend, of those in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of the Father." My dear brothers and sisters, we celebrate today the holy name of Jesus. But what is in a name? We have asked the question many times in the past, what's in a name? A rose is still a rose, even if you call the rose with another name. If you will ask me if I like my name, I like my name. I am proud of my name, thanks to my parents for giving me my name. Others seem not to be too proud of their names. In the Philippines, we can concoct all kinds of names. Joy can be male or female. Justin is either male or female. Anthony Suzette is a female name. In the Philippines, you can find all the unique and interesting names like Bingbong, Bongbong, Bangbang, Jack-Jack, Yan-Yan, Jim-Jim, Len-Len, Mik-Mik, all kinds of names. In a world of fiercely guarded corporate names and logos, it should be easy to understand the feast that we celebrate today. The letters IHS, I'm sure you notice it, IHS are an abbreviation of Jesus, the Greek name for Jesus. From apostolic times, the church has professed that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bend. My dear brothers and sisters, although St. Paul might claim credit for promoting devotion to the holy name, because of St. Paul wrote in Philippians that God the Father gave Christ Jesus the name that is above every other name. This devotion became popular because of 12th century Cistercian monks and nuns, but especially because of the preaching of Saint Bernardine of Siena, a 15th century Franciscan. It was Saint Bernardine of Siena who promoted a devotion to the holy name of Jesus as a way of overcoming bitter and often bloody class struggles and family rivalries or vendettas in Italian city-states. And the devotion grew, partly because of Franciscan and Dominican preachers. And the devotion spread even more widely after the Jesuits began promoting the devotion to the holy name of Jesus in the 16th century. Saint Bernardine of Siena used the inscription of the monogram of the holy name, IHS, and then added the name of Jesus to the Hail Mary, the greeting of the angel, and the prayer became, "And blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus." It was Bernardine of Siena who added the name Jesus in the Hail Mary, which is originally the greeting of the angel to the Blessed Mother. In 1530, Pope Clement V approved an office of the Holy Name for the Franciscans. In 1597, Pope Sixtus V granted an indulgence for the uttering of the phrase that is used so often by Pope John Paul II and included among the pious invocations in the Catholic faith. I'm sure you are familiar with this invocation. It was Pope John Paul II who popularized it. It says, and I quote, "Praised be Jesus Christ, now and forever." It was in 1721 when Pope Innocent XIII extended this feast of the Holy Name to the entire Catholic Church all over the world. Incidentally, just an aside, the SVD has a university in Tagbilaran City in Bohol. The name of that university when it was still a college used to be Divine Word College of Tagbilaran. It was renamed Holy Name University some years back in honor of the Most Holy Name of Jesus. Amen.